and participate. VA is also available on Echo Link will be received only. The purpose of this matter is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OXCOM in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include the section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and other venues from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max and I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. KAJDD, NAOBU, NAWRO. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now. Are there any relays? November 8, November, Oscar Romeo. No traffic.
KAJDD, KJBD, will do. Also relaying N8NOR should be on the roster. This is KAJBD, assisting net control for the Michigan Air and PSC section net. Anyone wishing to check in, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. No traffic, over.
I copy KD8IAR and WD8AXB. Any other stations? KADON, copy by intercept.
I pick up three stations, N8NOR, I believe that's KD9IAR and WD8AXB. Is that correct?
That is what I got, sir. Back to you, KGBD.
Okay, roger that. I had coming out of that corner of the state today, so you'll probably, I may have you relay for me or pass along when it's time, if it's time for them. We'll go ahead and get started. Just real quick, I've got two things in my calendar this week. Boy, I wish I could read my writing. Region 5 to 2 had a exercise, as you recall, last year. We're doing a weekly or bi-weekly meeting, I think it is, or monthly meeting. Anyway, we're following up on that to following up from the after action review and working on the action planning for that. They've got material that they're working on. So, we've got one of those meetings tomorrow. Later in the week on Thursday afternoon is the Region 5 Regional Emergency Communication Coordination Work Group, or also called RECWIG, and that's on Zoom. To see who's running that meeting. It's a new guy. It'll be the new guy, I believe, coming in. I don't know his name yet. I heard of one and didn't get it written down. Carl Ariola, the disaster emergency coordinator for our region, and he recently retired about a week or so ago. So all the best to Carl. We'll see him as well. See him on Tampa. He's got to down from that position. All right, let's go on. We're going to start with K8JBD, and be followed by N8OBU. Mr. Jim, it's over to you, sir.
KADLS, K8JBD. Thanks for running the net there, Max. This is Jim. I'm a ECRO for Washtenaw County. Not too much here. We had a couple of Skyward Net activations this week. Didn't really have anything exciting, which is very good, considering that a couple of days ago, we had our first enhanced activation since 2004. Other than that, we're just kind of sitting back, relaxing, and enjoying the weather. With that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
KHADD, KDATM. Yeah, I did hear about your Skywarn activations, and that is good that it was just observation only this time. So no extra effort needed there. Let's see here. We'll go next to N8OBU to be followed by N8WRO. Mike, thank you as always for riding along and providing relay support.
All Alrighty, yeah, I was beginning to wonder if it was happening. I got everything all set up and the frequency was quiet, so I'm glad everything fell in place here at the last minute for you guys. I'm doing fine. Everything is good here in Danville. It's rained most of the day here. It's still kind of outside, but I guess it's a good break from the 90-degree weather. The only question I ask is, why does it always rain the day after I mow my lawn? All right, back to net control. NEOVU.
All right, NEOVU, KEATON. I can't answer that question. I'm still working on it myself. Anyway, good to hear from you, and thank you for being here. Yeah, we just checked out of the station room later today, and was wondering, hadn't heard anything, so I guess I'm it. And here we are. Let's go to N8WRO, to be followed by N8NOR. Ken, how you doing?
Yeah, thank you, Max. This is N8WRO, Tim, in Macomb County. This week we had Sean, W8FQ, from the FBI UHF network make it All-Star 3. A lot of work on that, and that's control of certain repeaters for, like, the DT. Many thanks for breakfast today. Haven for the friends of Macomb ARPS, and that's always fun to get into conversations. We currently have 40 on the roster, soon to be 41 with one on deck, one applicant. That's all for Macomb for this week. This is N8WRO. Back to you, Max.
All right, thank you, Tim. You were breaking up a little bit. I did hear it's the extra 41 on the roster, though. It's, or 40, working on number 41 or something. Couldn't keep you up with that. Keep up the good work, guys. Looking forward to seeing you all next month when we have the AuxChem class down your way. All right. I did not hear from the KHGDB. Can you see if, actually, would you do me a favor and can you call the next three on the roster?
KADON, KJBD, will do. N8NOR, N8NOR, you are up for your comments, sir.
Thank you very much. The relay as well. This is N8NOR in this district, Kalamazoo County, specifically Portage, Michigan. I will send an email tomorrow with some more information, what I want to talk about. Not worth trying to talk over all the QRM and hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
N8NOR, KGDD, thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate that. Max, did you copy by intercept? And you will get an email from him tomorrow, KJBD.
KGBD, KEATON, hold on. KEATON, KEATON, yeah, Roger, I actually fired up the VHS and saw that, and was able to copy by intercept that way. Using the new repeater that the Michigan Regional Network recently put up for 147.2.2. So, okay, thank you for that. Let me tell you, calling, I don't know if he's going to hear me, but let me try calling out KB9IAR. You are up for comment, sir.
KB9IAR, you are up for comment, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Rainy this morning in Battle Creek. Did the park down here at Fort Custer yesterday, and it was just a beautiful day for it. That's about all I have. Back to that control. K89IAR.
K-E-T-O-N, KB9IAR has finished his comments, sir. Everything's okay down there. Want me to contact WD8AXB?
Okay, roger that, thank you. Yeah, please go ahead and call WD8AXP, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the roster.
WD8AXB, WD8AXB, KJBD, upper comments, sir.
KJBD, on the net, this is WD8AXB, this is Charlie, also on Kalamazoo County, District 5, good to hear Don and Ken on, so nice to know a few of us from District 5 are on the air. Yep, this week we did have at least one net, one Kalamazoo County Skywarn net, and had some thunderstorms roll through and had some property damage, and a lot of that was related to wind, so no floods. Unfortunately, there was a death somewhere here in southwest Michigan where a tree branch came down on somebody's electrical connection right at the house and started arcing and sparking up the house on fire, and unfortunately, at least one of the residents was not able to get out, so kind of sad, definitely crazy that that had to happen, storm related, but not directly involving lightning or high winds, just a limb, a big part of a tree coming down. So hopefully we'll get a few days break, and I guess we're supposed to get more rain starting Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe even into Thursday. Don't know if it's going to be stormy over here or not. So, other than that, just working on little projects, and we're going to go watch the movie Pressure tonight. Going to go see the World War II movie tonight called Pressure at the local movie theater. So, that's what's on the agenda after dinner. So, thanks, Jim, and we'll turn it back to you. KJBD for the net, this is WD8AXB, over.
WD8AXB, thank you very much for your comments, sir. Sorry to hear about that down there, though. That's always unfortunate. KADON, he came up. Did you copy my intercept, sir?
Excuse me, yes, I did copy by intercept on VHS. So that brings us to the bottom of the roster, and
turn that down.
Brings us to the bottom of the roster, and so I'll call this is QXA Delta Oscar November for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. At the bottom of the roster, is there anyone else would like to check in before we close?
Here is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, thank you. Anyone else?
Says. FA, GBA, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Tom and Birch run in and out, back to net.
Did you say Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo?
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, KF8, GBA, Tom and Birch run, back to net.
Okay, got it that time. Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha. And thank you. Anyone else for the next call? Okay, let's go to WA4MLD. Your comment, sir.
KJBD in the net, WA4MLD, name is Ray, R-A-Y, we're down in South Warren. Just add one more to your roster and back off and listen to the QR Nancy here. WA4MLD, have a good week, everyone.
All right, WA4MLB, KEADLN. Very good to hear your voice. What's up with the transmission? That's everyone, I think. I'll make one more pitch and see if anybody else would like to join the Michigan Career Public Service Clinic. So you call now. Okay, hearing none, we're going to call it 16 minutes and thanks for everybody for turning out. Looks like we'll have some cooler weather this week, so hopefully not too much rain. Enjoy the weather, stay safe, stay healthy. This is QF Way Delta Ask November. We'll be closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Clinic and returning this station to normal amateur use. This is QF Way Delta Ask November.
Everybody be safe. Thanks for being at control. I need to go be clearing the remote. 73.
At my house.
Thanks, Mike.
There you go.